Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Cliff Mapes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Wood. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Jennings. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garver. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell bunts towards the mound. Garver fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. Avila moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mapes. Wynn reaches second base with a double. Boone moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boone scores. Wynn scores. It's 7-0, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson who is chasing the ball. Young reaches third base with a triple. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh takes first base on ball four. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. One out. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Mapes reaches second base with a double. Young scores. Del Singh moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Hank Aarft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aarft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Singh scores. Mapes scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Aarft moves to second. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Mahoney now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Singh who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Easter strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aarft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Lawler to Young covering second. The throw back to home, and Doby is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Young takes first base on ball 4. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mapes hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aarft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aarft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Aarft hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen juggles the ball. That's an error on Rosen. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-1 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Avila catches it and throws to first to double up Wood. Two outs. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0-for-1 in the game. Jennings hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Mapes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Jennings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Mahoney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahoney is 0-for-1 in the game. Mahoney strikes out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Jennings settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahoney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mapes takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to second. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Arft hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Lawler trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Mapes moves to third. One out. Steve Gromek now pitching. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to home to get Mapes. Arft moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-2 in the game. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mapes. Doby reaches second base with a double. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby moves to third. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahoney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Jennings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jennings is 0-for-2 in the game. Jennings hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Saucier pinch hits for Bob Mahoney. Frank Saucier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saucier hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Young for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Satchel Paige now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive towards first. Arft reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Delsing hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Mapes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mapes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mapes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jennings scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Rosen hits a line drive into left field. Wood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wood. Doby goes all the way around to score. Rosen moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Arft hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Arft reaches second base with a double. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 3 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Arft scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 3 in the game. Marsh hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts pinch hits for Bill Jennings. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bats hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone misplays the ball. That's an error on Boone. Wood moves to third. Bats moves to second. Jack McGuire pinch hits for Satchel Paige. Jack McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.